For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, shank half or whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco snack crackers, Ritz crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos, or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Why, thank you, Limits, for potting me up here at Studio B in Monroeville. Bowser Chevy, the odds for the number 3 overall pick, Abdul Carter, is the favorite, which I guess means Travis Hunter at number 2 to the Cleve Brownies. Who would you take? There are a lot of people out there, Limits, and I know you're a Penn State guy, who think it's a no-brainer to take Abdul Carter and pair him with Garrett. I'm taking Travis Hunter myself with the number 2 pick. What would you do?
I don't think it's a no-brainer, and partly just because you have you can look at it multiple ways. Do you want two guys that are, you know, basically they're not the same player, but they can have the same type of production just because of how good Abdul Carter is? But Hunter brings so much to the table, man. Do you make him a wide receiver? Do you make him a corner? You have options there. I think he's just so athletic and so dynamic where you can't go wrong taking him. I think I would take Carter. I would take Hunter, despite I think Carter is going to be a 10-plus Pro Bowl, really good type of player.
Yeah, for me, Hunter's two players in one. And when your prospect pool has been damaged by the worst trade in NFL history, I think that's a little bit of an advantage for the Browns. I'd go Hunter. And then, yes, I guess that's why Carter would be the favorite to go number 3. All right, Limits, let's go out to the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years, where we find Dr. Brian Batko, known in some circles as the Batconian Mongoose. He's all over the draft here. He writes for the Post-Gazette at postgazette.com. Brian, I'm sure you just heard Limits say that Mike Tomlin told the media today there's going to be 4 quarterbacks at camp. We know that much. We also think we know that Mason Rudolph will be one. Skylar Thompson will be another. Your best guesses as to the other 2 quarterbacks at camp, including the possible return of Chris Oladukun, should that happen?
I was just going to say, Joe, Omar Khan promised 4 quarterbacks in camp. He didn't promise that it won't be unretired Duck Hodges and, yeah, Oladokun from that 2022 draft. So, no, I mean, I guess I still would bet on Rodgers if I had to, circling back around, though I'm certainly wavering after hearing him last week, and I think a lot of people are. And they're going to get a player in this draft class. I don't know if it's going to be in the first round, third round, seventh round. I don't know, but I think that's how they'll round it out. And if not Rodgers, then you look into the likes of Carson Wentz on the open market.
Oh my God.
I can't
God.
Imagine Arthur Smith would want to go through the Desmond Ridder experience again. And I know you guys were chattering a bit about Kirk Cousins, which I'll tell you, I mean, I think he can still throw, but I don't think the guy can move anymore. He was a shell of himself a year ago, and he's played in the dome for what, the last 10 years just about between Atlanta and Minnesota. That doesn't seem like it would go very well unless you want a top 5 pick in 2026.
Limits, can you cue up Mike Tomlin from today when he was asked about the deadline, if there is any, for Aaron Rodgers, and we can have Batko interpret that for himself? He usually comes in to talk about the Mike Tomlin news conference, so why not have him do that? Here's the question and answer, Brian.
You called training camp a line of demarcation with Aaron Rodgers. Does that mean you're willing to let it play out until that point, possibly reaching training camp?
To be quite honest with you, I don't know that I meant that specifically for him or the circumstance. I'm just saying in general, you know, when you report to training camp, man, it's a line of demarcation for development of a group individually and collectively.
What do you make of it, Brian?
That feels like a major walking it back type of answer. I mean, I wasn't in West Palm Beach, but I do not recall the line of demarcation quote being a generality. I think it was pretty much in direct response to a question about how long can you guys wait for this mercurial 41-year-old future Hall of Fame quarterback. So I don't know if that's Tomlin, you know, sticking and moving to kind of deal with this latest curveball from Rodgers, but I don't think I'm really buying that one, and I am efforting to find the exact quote from Tomlin as we speak, the original one.
I mean, it sounds to me either way, no matter how that works out and what you find, that they would be willing to wait up till training camp for this guy to show up. That's what I'm hearing. That's what Limits heard there. And that just, it makes it a bad situation worse here. It makes them look worse. What are we doing here?
I agree. And even if they look at it as, okay, this guy has seen and done everything you can do at quarterback in the NFL, which I think they do look at Rodgers that way, for better or worse, and he can just come in here and he'll get the playbook down and he'll be fine. Well, I think if you ask a vast majority of NFL players, does it matter to you who's there for OTAs in minicamp in the spring? They'll say yes. And does it particularly matter if the starting quarterback is there, the oldest player on the team, the veteran who's supposed to lead you to the promised land? I think they would all say, yes, it does. So that rubs me the wrong way for sure. And, you know, I think a lot of people are getting that same vibe with Rodgers and the fan base.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Get this, Brian. You can join Adam Crowley and True Fan Travel on a once-in-a-lifetime adventure. He's going to Ireland, Limits? I didn't know this till this moment.
I don't know. I learned this morning. I don't know why we aren't able to go, Joe. Maybe we should go.
Why does he get to go?
I don't know, but he's very excited.
Okay. A once-in-a-lifetime adventure to Ireland when the black and gold play across the pond this fall. Oh, my God. Of all the people to send, there's going to be an incident when you put about 8 Guinnesses in this guy. Brian, is there going to be a police incident over there with Crowley in Dublin?
Adam O'Crowley or Adam Mick Crowley, whatever you'd prefer. Can you call him that from now until late September
absolutely.
When that game occurs?
Yes, he's Adam O'Crowley. And he's a nice man, a wonderful man. And you would get 5 nights in Dublin that includes tours of Guinness and Jameson, a pregame tailgate party, game tickets, and more. Hotel and air or land-only packages are available. For information on how you can take over Ireland with Crowley, go to 93.7thefan.com's homepage. I'm not going to bury the lead here. I was reading that for the first time, and I'm just flabbergasted by this. And I think it's great. These people, do you spend the whole time with Crowley, Limits? Can you get away from him at all?
Apparently you don't. You might even have to sleep in the same room with Crowley. You can't escape.
I don't know about that.
I think you need to worry less about the Guinness and more about the Jameson if Adam O'Crowley starts tying one on.
Adam O'Crowley. This is absolutely incredible. And why did he get picked for this? I think now I'm actually jealous and angry. I'm Irish. I'm terminally Irish. 100% Irish. Why wasn't I picked? Maybe because I don't drink? I don't know.
I'm Irish, too.
How did he get this?
I don't know.
I love it, though.
He's done this before, I think, right? Didn't you guys do something a couple years ago and in Philly when the Steelers played the Eagles. So
I don't remember.
Yeah, I think there's been precedent for going everywhere with Crowley on a Steelers road trip, to the restroom, in the car, I guess, everywhere you follow him around, or vice versa.
Wow. All right. So Morgantown meets Dublin. Brian, who do you think the Steelers are going to take at 21? Let's get right to it here. Or will they move up or back?
I mean, I think moving back would make sense, but I just think there's no guarantee that there's going to be a team that wants to move up for you. You know, the Shedeur Sanders thing, of course, is interesting from numerous angles. You know, this late kind of buzz for him dropping down boards. I mean, could it be a case of some team really wants him and wants the Steelers, for instance, to think that he's going to be there at 21, so that, you know, name your team, the Giants, the Browns, can swoop up and trade to grab him at, say, 17, 18, 19. You always wonder about the misdirections and smokescreens this time of year. I tend to think that the Steelers will go with the more up-the-middle discipline team-building approach this year, take a defensive lineman, not get lured in by the shiny quarterback possibility again. But I will say, I hear from fans all the time, and I'm sure you guys do as well on the show, why did the Steelers not have a better succession plan post-Ben? Well, if you get Mason Rudolph, or for that matter Aaron Rodgers, in here, and you've got Shedeur Sanders sitting behind him for a year, then that would kind of be the Steelers trying to thread that needle that a lot of people want.
Yeah, unless all three of them stink.
Well, you never know that. You're never sure. I mean, yeah, Shedeur could stink. Jackson Dart could stink. And I'm not saying these guys stink, Joe, but me more or less advocating for the Derek Harmons or Kenneth Grants of the draft in round one is just, I'm not so convicted on either of those two quarterbacks that I would attempt to right the Kenny Pickett 2022 wrong 3 years later in what seems to be kind of a similar situation.
All right, let's make it very simple. Give me two names. Who do you think they will pick, and who would you pick?
I think they will pick Derek Harmon, and I think that's what I would do as well. Big defensive lineman from Oregon. I also think he's going to be there at 21, so I think another reason why that's my predicted pick.
If Shedeur Sanders is there, you're saying they'll pass him up and take Harmon, correct?
Yeah, I don't feel great about it, because I could see Mike Tomlin being enamored. I mean, he always talks about the environmental factors and football bloodlines, and this is kind of the ultimate test case for that. If his career in Pittsburgh could be winding down, like I know a lot of fans hope, boy, would this be a fascinating swing to go out on and try before you're done.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brian Bacco of the Post-Gazette. Limits, I know you wanted to ask a question, please.
I would love to ask a question to Brian, and I appreciate you offering me the opportunity to. Brian, when you look at this draft as it's just put together entirely with the running backs that are out there, could there be a chance that we're surprised where maybe it's not Gentry that falls, but Hampton or even Travion Henderson from Ohio State, who multiple people are starting to say might even sneak up into the first round? If the Steelers do trade back and acquire a couple more picks, could it be that they take a running back in the first round?
I mean, I don't think they're really in a position to do that. I don't think their roster is complete to the point that you can try to drop that guy in there, much like they tried to do with Najee Harris back in 2021. And, you know, I know that the positional value conversation is more nuanced than simply never draft a running back in the first round or always go with the best player available regardless of position, which Mike Tomlin sort of alluded to that today, but he was talking more about positional fits within one area, such as the defensive line. But I'd be surprised if they went that route, not only just because of what I just mentioned there, limits, but this is such a deep running back class. If there were ever a year to wait on one, this would be it. And that's why I kind of wonder if even Ashton Gentry might go lower than some people expect.
Limits, you sent me a text saying he has to be out by 27. I don't know when this was or who it's in reference to. Is that in reference to Batco?
Yes, Brian has to run at some point.
Where do you have to go at precisely 27?
Well, just
this
roughly,
is an outrage,
roughly
Brian.
27, Joe, because you know
why
the
is
show
this
and
happening?
The clock.
You've never made requests like this before. What's happening?
I know. Well, I just the morning / afternoon got away from me. I got some other things I need to do for the PG. If you can call me back in the 1 o'clock hour after the Fort comes on, if you'd like. Did I ever tell you, Joe, that I kind of think the Fort, Michael McHenry, is maybe the most emblematic player of the Pirates' resurgence in the early 2010s. He was a scrappy guy that a lot of people counted out. I'm sure a lot of people told him he'd never make it. A lot of people thought the Pirates would never make it over the hump. And his three-run homer, I believe it was against the Cubs.
Yes.
I don't even know if that was the year that they finally turned the corner, but as a fan who was probably 21 at the time, it made me believe.
Love the guy, and he's always insightful. I'm just curious why 27 you have to be out by. So 28's going to be a problem?
No, well, I told Limits I need to be out by 12:30, and I said I'm sorry for making such a stringent request today, which I don't normally do. I feel like I'm pretty affable and go with the flow, but I've got another thing to record.
No, I hear you.
And I would like to squeeze lunch in here, too, if I can.
Sure.
I'm going to go with my favorite lunch, which is I make tuna salad, but I replace the mayonnaise because I don't like mayonnaise with avocado.
That's an unbelievable move. Limits, are you impressed by that?
Have you tried it?
No, but I will.
I am not trying it, but I hope Brian likes it.
Brian, who's your favorite fan host? Maybe better phrased, is there a fan host that you spend some time with out at a bar, socializing, things like that? Who's your best friend at the Fan?
If I had to go to Ireland for a week with any fan host and never leave their side.
Who do you spend the most time with already?
No. I play pickup hoops with Pony on the weekend sometimes in the summer. So I do see him occasionally out of the office, so to speak. Mulsey, I probably known Mulsey the longest. I used to intern at the Fan and would help out sometimes on his two to six late shift way back in the day. So
right. 2 a.m. Yeah.
I think Mulsey. Yeah. Mulsey might be my closest personal friend. If I ever saw you in person again, Joe, you'd be up there too, though.
Mulsey low key is a very nice man, isn't he? Limits. He's you don't think of him that way because he has a very punchable face and he can be a little bit abrasive. But underneath that, he's actually really very friendly and kind. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I would agree with that. That's a fascinating way that you put it there to get to the ultimate point. But yes, I do think that Mulsey is a good man.
He just
thank
took
you,
some
Brian.
Strays before Joe arrived at that eventual.
Even Mulsey would admit that. Nobody's harder on Mulsey than Mulsey himself. Now, that was one. And then we had Bob, and he always has to outdo me, Brian. And he outdid me even on my organically grown Mulsey song. He just piped right in and outdid it, didn't he, Limits?
I've done everything for Mulsey. He done nothing for me.
See what I mean? I can't win.
Yes, the one upper.
He really is. All right, Brian. Trying to think of anything else. Can you, Limits? We've asked him about his first round pick. How does the Rodgers fiasco play out here? Is it going to be under center for the opener?
I'm still saying yes, but if he opts to retire, I wouldn't be surprised. And I mean, the vibe that I got from all of the kind of, artful dodging of pinning himself down last week, maybe I'm wrong, but it just kind of strikes me as a 41-year-old guy who's played X number of years in the league. And if he can get out of it, I want to be at work in Pittsburgh from May until late June. You know what I mean? And maybe he's earned that right, but that's up to the Steelers if they think that's okay with them.
I guess if he feels like it, he'll be their quarterback. If that's something that he's semi-interested in at some point in time and feels like he can put up with the bother, he'll come here and be the quarterback. All right, Brian, it's 12:27, so I guess we have to get out. I'll leave you with Bob again. And Bob, also a wonderful man. And yes, there's the one up in him, I think. But more importantly, there's Bob on the spur of the moment. I mean, first of all, saying yes to the Malzy song. And secondly, putting this kind of effort into it. That's what you're going to get from Bob all the time. Thank you, Brian. We'll leave you again with Bob Pompeiani.
Everything for Malzy. He done nothing for me.
There we go.
Happy birthday to you, dear Malzy. Happy birthday to you.
The big 4-0. Happy birthday, Malzy.
Yes, sir. We never take shortcuts around here, Brian, do we? You still there?
Yes, I'm still here. Put some everything but the bagel seasoning in there. A little bit of lemon juice. Maybe your fruit of choice. Bye, guys.
No.
No, we won't do it.
Actually, play Bob solo if you can get to that. I do like hearing that.
Man was a jolly, happy soul with a giant bald head and a hard new nose. His favorite picture was
Ah, yes, it's 70 degrees and Malzy the Snowman returns.
Again, it underscores Bob's passion. This was first take. First take right here. Right here. This.
There must have been some magic in that oversized hat they found. For when they placed it on his head, Malzy danced around.
Just unbelievable.